You're hearing an interview feature from Echoes, the nightly music soundscape heard on stations across the U.S. and online at echoes.org. Todd Tobias lives in Akron, Ohio, but his most recent music inhabits more exotic locations like Bali and Polynesia.
It's not a part of the world I've ever visited, but I have a long-term romance with the South Seas, I guess, dating back from when I first saw, you know, Paul Gauguin's paintings. And then I read a book by Herman Melville called Typee, which I liked a lot. And movies like The Bounty, and Vangelis did the soundtrack to that. Stuff like that, it all fed my romance with Polynesia. And it's something I wanted to express myself at some point.
Todd Tobias isn't an ethnomusicologist. He makes an intentionally hazy impression of South Sea Islands. It's a surprise for a musician who usually rocks out. He's played drums, bass, or electric guitar in several groups around Ohio, often with his brother, Tim Tobias. Among the most notable is the well-known indie rock band Guided by Voices. He produced several of their albums.
The band I've been in for the last 13 or 14 years or so is called Circus Devils. Our singer is Robert Pollard from Guided by Voices.
All the good ones are gone. Risen to the grace like burial forgiveness.
After we did our first Circus Devils record, Robert asked me to produce the next Guided by Voices record, which was kind of crazy because my recording experience was with the cassette 4-track. And then all of a sudden I was in a big studio with a big soundboard, and it was kind of like a trial by fire. I had to learn how to do everything. But it turned out okay. And from then on, I started producing more records with Robert and other indie rock bands.
It was while working in these rock bands that Tobias was drawn to a more abstract, personal sound. Most of his solo work is based on improvisations, alternate tunings, electronic effects, or retro studio techniques. Sometimes he believes the grungier it sounds, the better it is.
Sure, and I also do a lot of transfer to tape, and then I start messing with the tape too, so that gives it some grit, I guess, too. And I don't mind that kind of texture in the music. I'm not going for pristine digital sound at all, really.
The result is definitely more ambient than rock.
I was influenced to some degree by Brian Eno and Harold Budd and John Hassell and those artists that were on the EG label. I was discovering those records at the time. But my music really didn't sound much like that. It was maybe darker and more theatrical, maybe.
Some of the unique character of Todd Tobias's compositions results from his sound sources. He's not only improvising with guitars and effects, but also using old synthesizers and sampling snippets from vintage vinyl records.
Most of the time, I'm using sources that come from orchestral recordings, or sometimes jazz in terms of like Exotica and Esquivel and Les Baxter, things like that. I'll pick up something and then I'll manipulate it, maybe slow it down or speed it up or add effects, and it comes out on the other end being different. I do that a lot to sounds.
While his most recent releases explore the moods of peaceful South Sea Islands, most of Tobias's work has a more urban, industrial sound, incorporating the clanging and rumbling of a dystopian cityscape. He even named one of his albums Impossible Cities.
For Impossible Cities, the songs seemed to evoke strange landscapes and cityscapes in my mind. And I had a book that I was reading at the time called Invisible Cities. So I kind of did a switch on the title.
His album Medicine Show even had a narrative structure about an ancient dystopian culture.
That album was kind of like a soundtrack to an imaginary movie, or maybe you can think of it as a graphic novel in music form. It's like there's a story that goes with it, and each song is like a scene or an episode in the story. It takes place in the boundary between prehistory and history. There's a civilization that builds a walled city, and in that same area there's a tribe of hill-dwelling people. There's a member of the hill tribe who becomes a scout, he serves the civilized people and learns their ways, and eventually he turns against them and becomes a messiah among his own people. And that's sort of the story. It's a little weird.
There's no predicting what music will come next from Todd Tobias. It could be a cyberpunk drama, or a dreamy South Pacific travelogue, or perhaps a new direction entirely. Tobias continues to explore his more energetic rock side in the band Circus Devils. His latest CDs are Triste Tropique and Morea, both on Hidden Shoal Records. I hope you've enjoyed this production of Echoes. To hear more features and music like this, sign up for Echoes Online, our 24-hour on-demand music soundscape service. It's at echoes.org. That's Echoes, echoes.org. This is a production of Echoes, which holds all rights. Duplication, sale, broadcast, or distribution of this production in any fashion is strictly prohibited without the express consent of Echoes.